Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Lee.
Oh, this is Dottie. How are you, Lee?
Well, I'm wondering about my cereal. Have you tried that cereal yet?
No, I haven't. No. I'm just now trying to get some recipes together. I mean, I haven't been doing much cooking, and my food repertoire has been very, very limited to potatoes and vegetables.
Oh, well, I tried it so many times. It's just 3 to 4 cups of water, and last night I thought I had 3 cups, and it was still watery of water.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. Even when it sits? Because I know
yeah,
the steel cuddles.
It sat all night long.
Oh, really?
Hmm. Yeah, it sat all night long. So I've tried it with 4 cups, 3.5, and I thought I had 3 cups last night. Maybe I didn't, but anyway, every time I've had to cook it a little, and I keep decreasing the water.
Oh, wow. Oh, huh.
But I'm just...
Yeah, I make this...
Maybe it's good that I am cooking it more.
Yeah, maybe you have to.
But it isn't much. Like I said, I don't cook it much just to get rid of the excess liquid.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been making the steel-cut oats in the morning with, you know, I make enough for about five days, and then I put cinnamon and raisins in it when I cook it. So that's me. I'm really happy with that.
And well, when I got started in this, I went sort of hog wild on buying stuff, not realizing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of, too much of this and too much of that, of grains.
Yeah. I hear you. Well, some of the recipes sound really good, and you want to try them, and sometimes you have to buy different things in order to make them, so I can see how that happens.
Well, we've been eating pretty basic, not the recipes, which I've just got to start trying. I've got to get back to cooking.
All right, made these potatoes that were made with bean and corn, and then you put them in like a whole wheat taco, you know, soft taco, and you bake it in the oven. Oh my God, it was so delicious! But
oh really? I haven't.
Yeah.
Because I haven't cooked since 1985.
Oh wow!
It's starting all over again. I mean, I used to cook all the time, and when my husband retired, he took over.
Uh huh.
And now he isn't doing it again, and so I'm back to it, which I haven't cooked in so long. So I've got to get back in the habit.
Yeah.
But it was nice those 25 years.
I bet. Were you working?
He's a good cook.
Yeah. I think when men retire, they like doing cooking because they don't have time usually, you know, when they are working and stuff.
Not my husband. Not my husband, but he's not retired either, so I don't know. His idea of cooking is picking up pizza. That's his idea of getting dinner.
Yeah. Taking
care.
I'm making you breakfast in bed with a bowl of cereal and milk and fruit.
Uh-huh. So nobody else is on to do the call?
I didn't hear anybody. Who's supposed to be on this morning?
Char, but I thought maybe Jeannie would. I just got out of the shower, guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, I just came in.
Oh, good. Can I get...
Please, go ahead.
Thank you.
Bless your heart. What commitment?
I got a call that put me back 10 minutes. I had to take the call. Somebody I'm trying to get to go to the rhythm, and I thought, this is important. Nancy, got to do it.
Oh,
so I'm 10 minutes behind, and that's the reason. I'm going on
you.
Are you going to do it for a while anyway, Jeannie?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, thanks.
I will. Yeah. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Thanks, Jeannie. We had an appointment moved up, and we're just headed out for it, so if we can do it, I'm going to have lots of background noise.
Yeah, no problem.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Let me see here. I didn't call in on the host code, but I think that's okay. Sounds pretty quiet out there. Who do we have with us this morning?
Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Good morning.
Good morning, and I heard Dottie, I think.
Yep, you did.
And we were talking about the cereal.
Oh, the cereal that Char, from the...
Yeah, I've done it with 4 cups of water, 3.5, and I think I did 3 cups last night, and it always is liquidy in the morning.
Okay.
So I cook it a little bit, but it's just...
Yeah. Yeah, I usually cook mine. I usually heat it up anyway and cook it a little bit, too.
Yeah. But it's just, I it's so watery, and I thought by the time I got down to 3 cups of water, it wouldn't be watery anymore.
I think Char said that you can add some oatmeal, you know, the regular kind of oatmeal, and that'll thicken it up a little bit for you.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good idea, like the rolled oats?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
This is Darlene, and I've been using 2.5 cups of water.
That sounds kind of...
Uh-huh, 2.5 cups of water.
It also depends on how long you're boiling it, too, probably.
Well, I do it for on low for about an hour, and then I just turn it off.
I do it the night before, just do what she said. I put it in boiling water, bring it to a boil, and put the lid on it, and let it go all night long, let it sit.
Yeah, mine seems to turn out pretty good. I didn't make it last night, though, so I don't have any this morning. And then I made a big pot of it and then keep it, you know, for a couple of days.
Right.
Eat off of it. But I can't remember how much water I used. I think I used 3 cups. But, you know, it's drier here in Arizona, so maybe some of the moisture goes up in the air. I don't know. Anyway, anybody else this morning want to say hello?
This is Mary Lou. I'll say hello.
Hi, Mary Lou. How are you doing?
Doing better.
Oh, good. Good, good. There was an interesting conversation yesterday about wheat.
Wheat.
Hi, Loretta.
After we left there.
Loretta.
Go ahead, Loretta.
Oh, I just said hi.
When I always just call wheat seed, and y'all are calling them wheat berries,
yeah.
Is there a difference?
No.
I think it's...
Okay, all righty. I just never had, but that just may be, you know, where I'm from. So that I just wanted to check, and I thought, well, I don't know if there's something different about a wheat berry than there is a wheat seed. So
this is us, and I'm in Kansas, and it's wheat seed here too. So
okay, thank you.
Well, you guys grow a lot of wheat around there, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah. So
this is so funny with all these farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just know what you get into, how diversified we are.
That's wonderful.
Jeannie, tell me something. Now, you and your husband do what? Do y'all do demos?
We have, yeah. We've demonstrations at state fairs, home shows, the flea markets out here.
Okay, but what's the product called, or what's the company? Or can you say it?
Well, we've had different kinds of...
Okay.
We work for ourselves, and so we
purchase
things.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's good to know. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, we eliminate the middleman.
Okay.
So
there's not any need in doing that other. If you're going to do it, you might as well work for you.
Yeah.
I used to do demos a lot and did them over TV. I was a home economist.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
So. Neat. That's great.
I used to do them a lot, but I haven't, you know. And then I've seen these different companies, but I didn't want to do all that stuff. So,
right.
So you might as well do it for yourself, but I didn't know what.
Yeah,
I thought
mostly.
Y'all referred to some sort of a, but I didn't hear all of it one day, a gadget of some sort?
Yeah, we've mostly done kitchen gadgets. So,
okay.
And Char, that's how I got into Nikan, was with, Char was one of my customers up at the Oregon State Fair.
Uh-huh.
So, and she loves those kitchen gadgets, you know, too. So mostly we did slicers, salsa makers, knives, things like that. So,
huh?
Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Yeah, that is neat. Because I bought some, too. I mean, I like the salsa maker. I'm not sure about your slicer, what it's like, but anyway, some of them. But anyway,
yeah,
I just wondered. Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, let me state our purpose here. The purpose for the Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutritional advanced product information in the wellness industry. And we're all here part of a group that are actively applying the principles found in the China study, affiliated with Dr. McDougall's programs and different things, and becoming healthier in the process. When better health is attained, all areas of life are definitely impacted. And so If you're new today, we would love for you to, if you have any questions about anything, please bring them up. And we'll, there's a, lot, a collective, a lot of wonderful minds here, minds and bodies too, to answer those questions for you. So thank you for allowing us into your home, your office, your car this morning. Does anybody have any concerns this morning or anything new happening with you? The China study, where the book begins, it describes the largest nutritional study ever done in the world, and there were 880 million participants. I was on Amazon.com, and I bought the Dr. McDougall's weight loss program book, and I got a good deal on it. Actually, they had a used copy that was brand new for $3.99 or something. But they, so now they're sending me different things, and they sent me something, an editorial review about the China study, and they referred to it, the product description here says, referred to as the Grand Prix of Epidemiology by the New York Times. This study examines more than 350 variables of health and nutrition with surveys from 6,500 adults in more than 2,500 countries, counties across China and Taiwan, and conclusively health and nutrition, and conclusively demonstrates the link between nutrition and heart disease, diabetes, and cancer. While revealing that proper nutrition can have a dramatic effect on reducing and reversing these ailments, as well as curbing obesity, this text calls into question the practices of many of the current dietary programs that are widely popular in the West. The politics of nutrition and the impact of special interest groups in the creation and dissemination of public information are also discussed. So pretty neat. I thought that was a good little explanation that they had printed up there.
Well, now they're saying on TV that if you breastfeed for at least, well, I don't know, 13 months was a number I heard, but it helps prevent the prevalence of breast cancer. And if you, kids should be, girls especially, should be exercising from the age of 12 on to prevent diseases later in life.
Mm.
So it's, you know, it's all what we talk about in this call.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
The Roizen thing that's been going on one of our channels for like a week or two already, he's saying peanut butter. When you buy peanut butter, don't believe what it says on the front. Read your label and see what's in it. If it's more than just peanuts, like with sugar and extra fat, don't take it. Throw it away. And tonight, I hope I catch it, he's supposed to tell what the one food is that you never want to have in your house. So that should be interesting.
Oh, what do you think it might be?
You know what? I have no clue. Do you have any ideas?
No. My first thought was some kind of oil, maybe, but I don't know.
Interesting. It'll be interesting. I hope I can.
Milk.
Yeah, milk. Well, Marty and I were talking last night because somebody we saw while we were in West Virginia cannot take, isn't this a shame, got really sick on the osteo drugs that she happened to mention to me, and I said, oh, let me tell you. And so she ordered last night, and I said to Marty something about, you know, she ordered four things, and it was, you know, a fair amount of money. And he said, why is she doing that? Why is she? I said, because her doctor told her she had a bone density. She's probably in her early to mid-70, and her doctor told her she has, she's like a step away from osteoporosis. And Marty said, well, what is that, and what causes it? And I said, the calcium is not getting to the bones. And her doctor also told her, since she couldn't take the osteo pills, that she should take calcium from the drugstore.
Oh.
I convinced her to try ours.
Oh, good.
You don't want to do that. Anyway, so Marty said, well, then I guess she should be drinking milk for the calcium.
Mm.
I said, I'm not.
Yeah.
You know, I haven't shown him the chart, which will give him a visual of it.
Well,
the milk industry, the dairy industry, has been a real trip with all of it. So,
Nancy, do y'all recall, this is Mary Lou for interrupting again. Do you recall how long it's been since somebody sent out the results of their osteodense on email? And I thought I copied it off to give to a person, but I can't relocate that. Do you remember it was somebody that had been to the doctor and prior, and then after they had been, they told her that her bones were almost like a 40-year-old or something? Do you recall that?
Uh-oh. Anybody else?
Is that Ann Rooney?
Was that who it
no,
was?
No, but I did say that I took in 55 pages on the Fosamax, on the side effects of Fosamax, and that then I took in our brochure and also our DVD when it was brand new. And October 1st, I quit the Fosamax and went on the Osteodynx, and the doctor said that was fine. But he doesn't want to check me for a year, so October 1st I'll be checked in comparison to where I was the last time I had a test. But that's all. I just took in the 55 pages of side effects, and then I got tired after going through a few, but I marked there were some that had the side effects that I had. And so I particularly marked the side effects that I was having, and which was maybe, every third one or something like that, and gave them to him.
So does anybody have in their files in writing comparing what their prior bone density was compared to one after they've been on osteodense for a while?
I have a whole bunch of things that testimonies on osteodynx, but I'll have to go in and look at them.
Okay. That would be helpful if you find something, send it to Mary Lou that she could send down.
Okay.
Because, we're getting,
I think though all of them are, the testimony that Trish Swinkler sent out, and then another person sent out that had been on a whole bunch of drugs and they felt so much better, but it was...
So people are looking for
the actual bone density test. It was on different things to how they felt better, but I'll look at them anyway.
Yeah, people are looking for bone density results, I think, big time. I mean, that's the primary reason for the osteodents, I believe.
Well, I'll just send her what I have.
Great.
Did you guys get that website that Dennis Williams sent, osteodenseinfo.com?
That was really good.
Yeah.
Thank you, yeah.
And I need to look at that even in depth. There's videos there. It has it takes you to Dr. Naidu's site too, the one particular area that explains. It's a real good. I sent it out, I think, to everybody on my team. Really good thing to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys looked at that? Anybody else?
Yeah,
good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
You just go to his website and look up the osteodense?
No, it's an actual website. It's www.osteodenseinfo.com.
Okay.
Remember, osteodense is spelled with an X. Dense is D-E-N-Z, D-E-N-X. I always want to put a Z there.
Okay.
Plus there's testimonies, too, on there.
Yeah. Might check that. Good. I know I'm supposed to go for a bone density test. I haven't been for one yet. I went last year. It's been a year since I've had one, and I was okay. So
they usually like to do them every two.
Every two? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe it's been 2 years. This last year, it flew by really fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's interesting. After I had mine, I asked them to send me copies of the last three that I've had. And the secretary said, you're not going to understand them, but I will send them to you. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah.
And I did go through them. Plus, I'm on thyroid meds, which I know leaches from the bones. And yet my bone density is... excellent. So, it'll be interesting to see what the osteodense says.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
We have some amazing things. We really do have some amazing things here. I was reading also in the New Living Well magazine, under health trends, they have that category. There's a, it's from the LA Times, the Los Angeles Times in March. Don't rely on one super fruit. And this I thought was really good because I've run into people lately with a juice with one fruit in it. But as food sources become more international in scope, manufacturers of health drinks often claim that a single ingredient, usually an exotic fruit such as pomegranate or mangosteen, is a nutritional and antioxidant powerhouse, providing an astonishing level of health-enhancing benefits. Most experts aren't convinced, says Jeffrey Bloomberg, director of U.S. Department of Agriculture's Antioxidants Research Laboratory. There's no evidence that only one type of fruit is better for you than any other variety. The real answer, says health writer Emily Sohn, is carefully chosen combination of nutrients, which will provide more benefits than obsessing over whatever the superfruit of the moment happens to be. Thought that was really cool in light of our Siaga.
Do you have a way to send that out? I have so many people, and that's all they're on is one brand. And
yeah,
that's what they do, and it only has one fruit in it.
Go on your, it's in the Living Well magazine, and if you go on your MindEacon.com page, look in the library.
Okay.
And under the Living Well, this is the recent issue.
Okay.
Volume 19, issue number 2.
Volume
19. It's on there already. It's on page 11.
Okay. I have it, I guess.
I just
haven't got around to reading it.
Yeah, I've just started flipping through mine, too.
Living Well, Volume 19, Issue 2, page what?
Page 11.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
You know, if you want to print that out, go to the library, and NECAM's library, under Living Well magazine, under the date, you can just flip over the page, because I've done that, flipped over to the page and print it right out.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't know how to do that. I'm not the best person on the computer. So I do use that library a lot for the information.
What you have to do, though, is just make sure you get the right page print out. Otherwise, you're going to print out a whole bunch of stuff, you know,
okay,
that you don't want. So make sure where, you know, there's a place that says page, page all or whatever, and just press, put a little a dot in that hole, and then put down the number of the page that you want to print out.
Oh, thank you, Dottie. Yes. I've printed out like 80 pages one time because I didn't know how to stop it when I first started.
I know. Well, it's like that Cindy Moray, DVD, that CD that they have, with all those testimonials and everything.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, there's like 2,400 pages. And if you don't do it the correct way, you're going to be printing out a lot.
I have a hard time printing that one out. I mean, printing out parts of what I want, finding the page or reading it.
Yeah.
But then that was just because of my head. Other people wouldn't have it. It was just me. But it's good information, but I had a hard time getting it concise, just to the page or two I wanted.
Well, that's where you have to, go into testimonials, find out what the testimonial you want. And then, when you get that, then you find out, you look up in the top, and it'll tell you what page it's on. And then you just print out that page. You make sure that you put that where, when you say the print, that you're putting the right number of page that you want to put in there.
Mm-hmm.
And just print that one page or two pages or whatever.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Well, anybody else have a question? Or?
Well, my husband sent me something. He works at Harvard University in Cambridge,
mm-hmm,
here in Massachusetts, and he just sent me a thing on recall, a health risk, and it was on meat. It was on hamburger. Firm recalls ground beef products, and what they're finding is that there's actually plastics in it. And then they have different, they have different places. I guess Shaw's looks like the one that has a lot of it in there. I don't know if it's around the country or whatever, but it's just extraneous materials, they say.
Mm.
pretty sad.
Well, at least you're not getting calories or fat.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Replacing one for the other.
And then on U.S. News and World Report, there was an article in there about more problems with plastic, like BPA chemicals called pathogens raised some concern. I haven't read it yet. I just printed it out just to put in with my reference.
We read the newspaper pretty thoroughly in California, and I haven't read anything about that.
Yeah. Well, if you go into U.S. News and World Report, May 16th edition, you'll find it on page 54.
Has anybody listened to Ruth Williams' presentation on water?
No.
It's pretty amazing. She worked really hard putting this thing together, and if you want anybody to bring anybody on one of those calls, it does go into how, like the WinRip presentation was about our nutritionals and building a business on AutoShip with that, and then this is, it's a great education about water and what's in it, and there's a website she refers to Environmental Working Group, where you can find out what's in your water, in your state, and in your city, all the bad things in there. Trying to think of what, if you go on ybhurton.biz and click on Ruth's presentations, you'll see a presentation calendar she's going to do then. There's one tonight at 7 o'clock Pacific time, and then there's one tomorrow night too, I think. There usually one on Saturday, but not this week because of our rhythm event. But there's a schedule there of when she's having those calls, and I would recommend getting on there and listening, and that's a great thing to share. And that if you want to bring anybody that's interested in what's in their water, or if people don't think there's anything in their water, it's a great thing to bring them on that call, too, and listen in. It's about a 45-minute presentation. And you
is
can
that
pull
by
it up.
Phone
it
was, or on the computer?
You can just listen in on the phone, too, if you want to. You can pull down the flip charts off of there if you want.
Do you have a phone number for that?
It's the same number,
319. Same number's on Saturday?
Yeah, same number is, yeah. And I believe the PIN is the same as this call.
Okay.
319-279-1000 and then 777-477-pound. It'll say that on that presentation calendar, too.
That'll be at 7 o'clock tonight, your time?
Yeah, Pacific time, uh-huh.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to someone yesterday and telling her about the water, the pine water, and she said, you know, your pine water doesn't register your pH. She said, I tried to put a strip in the water to test the pH level, and she said it didn't test. And I know it does, but I couldn't explain to her what she had to do. Does anybody know? I've been kind of out of it for a while. I don't remember too much about.
I just put some in a cup and stick the strip right in it.
And it does
pull it right out.
It does work?
Yeah. Yeah. What kind of strips? I mean, I don't know if there's different kinds of strips. I just have those strips.
One on a roll that are yellow.
Yeah.
So are you using the ones that test for chlorine, or is there an actual other strip that you're using for pH?
Hello.
Oh, this one's the pH.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Tell her to ask her to test it against her tap water.
Because
that's what I did. I tested mine against my tap water.
I was up in the night. I couldn't sleep, and I was looking for my old Nican tape on water, because I saved all my old tapes. This was from like 10 or 15 years ago. But I couldn't find it. I thought, if I can find that tape.
Charlie Franklin has some really good stuff out recently.
Who does?
Charlie Franklin. Yeah, I believe it's Growing in Wellness, where his tapes are, DVDs and CDs. Let me see here. The Healthy Water Series. There's one on pharmaceuticals in our water. That's the most recent one, too.
In those old tapes, if you're looking at them, the, I think there was one with some man from San Diego, Pete Williams or something. No, it wasn't Williams. But anyway, I gave a blind man that tape to listen to, and he ended up buying four water machines.
Wow.
And the man had worked as a president of Arrowhead and had set up the whole water system for an Indian reservation and all.
Oh.
It was pretty powerful when you're looking through those old tapes, if you come across that one.
Now, what was that? Was the name of that one again?
It was Pete somebody. I can't think of his last name. But he was from San Diego, and he had, I think it's now, that Dennis has it on a CD. But it's a pretty powerful tape, because the guy was president of Arrowhead or something like that, and he set up a whole thing for the Indians, their whole water system. But like I said, I had a blind man listen to it, and he was so impressed he bought four of them.
Great.
But Focus on Growth has it.
Those old tapes are really neat.
Yeah, that's what I said, Focus on Growth. I've used it a couple of times, and Focus on Growth has it now on a CD. And I asked Dennis once, this was about a year ago or so, I said, what do you think is a real good one? And he said, well, that old one is still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Is that when the water system first came out? Maybe the aquaponics?
Fairly. No, when the other one.
Okay.
The one on the counter.
The countertop.
When it first came out. Yeah. I just can't think of the last name. I'll have to I'll find the last name.
Okay. Thank you. I was watching one last night of Roger Boger. It was so funny. I think he's still in, but he was very popular 10 years or so ago.
Awesome, you guys. Good. Yeah, our water is pretty important. You know, the environment, the air, the water, all of that is so... people are more aware all the time. And that's good. This webpage, I think it's EWG.org. It stands for Environmental Working Group. And they have a webpage that's quite extensive. There's a lot of information there. But you can look at EWG.org and then /tapwater and /state report. You can look at your state, and it says all the things that are in your water. Pretty interesting. There's one that's a real long name, and Ruth mentions it on one of the slides here, that is a chlorine byproduct or something. So I know it's in California. California's water, somebody was telling me, but I haven't looked to see about my water here in Arizona yet. All right.
I have lots of questions on the water, and a lot of people want it, but then when I called to the headquarters, they indicated that when they made our water filtration systems and everything, that those were not things that they tested. And so therefore, people just say, well, you know, and leave me at that. And a lot of people wanted something with iron, and we just don't have it in our filtration system. And there's lots
of my sheets.
Water in Texas that I've run into because they've got iron in there, and you know, it discolors everything, especially in East Texas. But I didn't have anything to go on. You know, I couldn't promise one thing or the other, which we never can, but when I called headquarters, they indicated that those things were not tested. So how do y'all handle that?
I usually just handle it from a, what would you rather drink, this or
mm-hmm.
something that's, you know, I don't get too involved in all of that.
Well, I did either, but they were, you know,
they were,
some people want to know.
Yeah, yeah.
And also, I tried my best, but that's all I could find out, and that's all I could
know. Yeah, well, I don't know. Anybody else have any suggestions?
I bought a, not to change the subject, but I bought a kebab rack and skewers for the grill.
Skewers.
Yeah.
What kind did you get? Are you there, Dottie? I think we lost Dottie. Anyway, did we?
I was just going to say about the water, nobody else puts nutritionals back into the water like we do, so any other water you're going to get is going to be dead.
Okay. Right. That's a good point.
We've got water companies that are going door to door in my area, and they have come back to my neighborhood. This is maybe the third month, and they're still, you know, with their water systems. And so I feel like that I need to be, you know, a lot stronger on answering the questions and all, because I don't think they're doing it right. You know, it's a big company.
You might listen in on the water call.
I sure will.
You know, and see if that doesn't answer some of your questions there, too. Good.
You said they're going to do the water again tonight?
Yeah, I think it's 7 o'clock our time, Pacific time.
Pacific time, so it's 9 here. Okay.
Yeah, and there is they did a webinar last night, so if you want to, you can just flip through the charts that are on YB Hurton.
All righty.
On Ruth's presentations.
They have an excellent site, and they're doing such a good job with all the things that they're coming out with that well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
Well, I went on the YB Hurton where the water is, and the charts are beautiful.
Yeah.
Really good job on the charts.
Mm-hmm.
I had, though, some people that are consultants to try to watch in on the May 1st one, but if you can't, though, if you're not if you're not on the computer, and they're not computer people, it just wasn't helpful.
Are they local with you? Are they local?
Yes, they're local, but they do not do computers.
Well, you know what you could do? Do you have a computer?
Yes.
What you could do, perhaps, is do you have a printer? You could maybe print out those flip charts. What I've done is I print them out and I put them in some sheet protectors
uh-huh.
in a little notebook, and then you could either get with them and listen in on the call that way and go through the charts, you know, or mail them the charts or have them, you know, get them
okay.
somehow that way.
All righty, I'll work.
You can
kind of see it here.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get off the call for just a little
okay.
bit, so
all
y'all
right.
take care. Thanks.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. All right, everybody. Well, it's after the hour, a half hour here. Any other comments before we close? I appreciate you guys being here, and thank you for all your support. Have a wonderful wonderful day exercising and drinking good water and sleeping and having our nutritionals and eating good, great food. And if you have any special recipes and things, maybe we can talk about those tomorrow, too. So have a wonderful day.
Good call.
Thanks, Jeannie. Good call.
Thanks. You guys make it that way. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Have a good one.